Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it is still 302, and I'd like to bring the April Fool's Day Waste, Diversion, Collections, and Education Subcommittee to order. So, let's start with roll call. Fred Ariza.
Here.
Margo Garcia is absent. Doug Jennings.
Here.
No Trevor yet. And Chris Yarder present. Okay. No big chairperson's report. And I think we can just go ahead and move on to, oh, Pat's here.
Mr. Tapia. Hi, everybody.
Are you ready?
Sure, I can
Oh,
go.
you know, I did want to say that that the Ward 6 ladies had a wonderful time out of Los Reales and the MRFs, so there were lots of kudos all around. I think
Good. Miranda
Frank.
Schubert and all her staff, I could tell you, everybody, they had a it was a good experience for them to actually see our whole operation. And I think it gave them a better visual and understanding on how we're asking for fees, which was really helpful on how big, it's not a small operation. I mean, it's not cheap. It's pretty expensive, but we really manage and maintain our costs really well. So it was good. And actually now, since we did Ward 6, Ward 2 has reached out and they want to schedule one. Not a concurrent, but I believe it's scheduled for like the 19th of this month.
Okay, good to get them out of just the mayor and council meetings.
Yeah, I mean, just to get them out there, and we'll have Ward 5, there because they're new. So I think it's perfect to actually let them have the opportunity to, understand our operation a little more.
So, Pat,
Okay.
what's involved in these meetings?
We actually go pick them up in a van. They get toured by a great Uber driver, myself. They did give me 5 stars, so then I did drop them off, so that was good. But we pick them up. We kind of drive around, kind of show them some of the old landfills that we have, so they have a visual that we have to do to maintain. We took them to the MRF. The MRF gave them about an hour and a half tour, fed them lunch, and we also went to Los Reales landfill and toured the whole landfill. Went up on top and showed them everything. So just to give them some insight of what our operation is. What we did get a chance to do was really show them how many trucks, but they were able to see how many trucks are driving into the landfill and the MRF during the day. So they haven't been able to see that portion of it, but it was good information for them.
Good, good. All right. Can we move on? Are you done with the deputy director's report, item three?
No, there was two other things I wanted to mention to you.
Okay.
That a letter for the electric truck was shipped out by our attorneys, and it went out to Battle Motors. I sent a draft. If Brittany wants to share that, or Nadia want to share that a little bit, they can send it to you. Understanding that's just a draft. I was looking for the original. I thought Regina had sent that to me, or Regina had sent that to me. She's our attorney, city attorney. So, but it went out. I want to say about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the official letter giving Battle Motors notice, and in the letter basically stating that, we've had nothing but complications with the vehicle. It's now at your facility, at your main facility. You've promised to have it to us by April, which is this month. So I think by the end of this month, they have to have it back to us in working condition, that we can use it 100%. And on top of that, we want to extend the warranty effective as the date that it's delivered for 1 year. Because really, when you think about it, we're just getting it up and running. And the expiration on the 1 year warranty is going to expire. So we're saying, you have to do that. And if they don't honor that, then we're saying, and the truck isn't operating the way it should, we're saying basically that they, we're throwing in the limit law that they basically need to make good. And what does make good mean? Either they pay us back our money for the truck, But I'd be happy with three chassis, which would be pretty much equivalent to what we paid for the truck.
Oh, so you could trade, make a trade.
I don't know if I can. I'll probably be in a pickle, but I'm suggesting that to our attorney and saying, as long as if they don't give us the money back, then something, give us something close to it. And that would be three chassis, two bodies, three bodies, whatever it is. But as long as the dollar value is the same, I feel we should be able to barter on that a little bit.
Good. What is Phoenix doing something similar, or are they just going to do the lemon law?
They're going to do the same thing, but we beat them to the punch. We send the letter out first, but they were, I don't know if it's gone out yet. I haven't spoke with Justine Cook over there yet. But she said, we're right behind you guys. Our letter is going to be, following up right after you guys get it, send it out. So I don't know if they've sent it yet or not, but I know they were in due process to do so.
So, Pat, were you, they having the same problems you were?
Absolutely. Same problems we were having. Theirs ran, they said, probably about 52 hours, and ours probably ran about a total of 32 hours.
So what you're
Wow.
saying all together is about 2 weeks.
If we're lucky, yeah.
Oh, that's so sad because it was so exciting when we first got it, you know? When
So wanted to share that with you, kind of give you an update. I know that's always, that's kind of been on the radar a little bit here and there. The other thing is wanted to give you guys a real brief update on the by appointment pressure bulky program.
okay.
So we've been actually meeting with all the wards, talking about the fees and everything, and mentioning how the program is going in both areas, Area 19 and Area 25. And both areas, we hear pros and cons on both. But it doesn't seem like mayor and council is on board completely with actually changing over from the old brush and bulky way. I know Ward 3 is a definite no. Katie Bolger and them over there pretty much like the old program, want to keep it the same. Ward 4 is on board. They're kind of like, yeah, let's do something different. But really don't have that good feeling or consensus that this is going to go anywhere. Plus, we're more concerned about getting our rates put through. So what we're going to do is probably pull the reins back on that and say, look at this another, let's go another direction with this and say, by the appointment, it doesn't look like we're going to get approval. Plus, we need at least a good 8 or 9 months to prepare for the transition. It's not something that's going to say, and this window is closing quickly for this year. So we're saying, you know what, let's finish off this year with the pilot programs. We'll gather all our information in early first quarter of next year. So, January, February timeframe, if we can give them a memo along with the story of the by appointment and let them make a decision at that time and then make it effective January 1, 2028. That's kind of what we're looking at right now is probably the game plan going forward. Don't want to really rush this thing, put it through and kind of set it up for failure if we don't do it right. Worst thing we could do, especially too, if we do get approval with these rates, is come out of the gates and mess up. So don't really want it. That probably wouldn't go over well.
Okay.
So that's my brief update.
Thanks. Any questions for Pat? I just kind of I wonder why it's so hard to set up because my mother when she was still living in Carlsbad, California, I mean they all could call up, had the call ups for pickups. So
Yeah. And what do you mean so long to set up?
oh, well, you could always call and have your so your brush and bulky sort of stuff picked up whenever you wanted to. They didn't have it set up like we did.
Yeah.
And it
Ours is
was
going to be because
always
we're
like that.
ours is going to be a little bit difficult because we're just going to implement a new software. So, making sure all the addresses that are inside the city of Tucson that we bill for services have to basically be shipped over to the new software and make sure they work and make sure all the information is
Sure.
accurate, which is a lot of check and balance. And it's Luckily, I'm not on the IT side that has to make sure they do all that, but it's a GIS that. So there's a lot of behind the curtain work that needs to happen that we would have to do. And that's why, and you got to test it. You got to test it and make sure it actually works. So we can't just set it up and hope it does. So we'd have to spend a couple of months testing it as well.
And then trying to get the word out to everybody about big changes. So,
Look, we've been
okay.
doing this almost 2 years for these two pilot areas, and we're still having to educate the 2 years. And that's only, what is it?
Just two
There'd be about
areas.
12,000 customers. And we're talking trying to do it for 147,000.
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds kind of iffy now. Okay. All right. Thanks, Pat. Christina, got the Murph report.
Yes. Let me see. I am going to share.
Everything's going down.
Okay, here's the report. You can see that our tonnages went down, but I think that's because January we're still getting a lot of stuff from over the holidays. But mostly the prices, the revenue from the commodities went up.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so this last bill was, quite a bit lower, so that was a good thing. But yeah, we're just pushing along. We didn't notice any real huge issues.
Okay.
Our trash, has stayed very, very. We're still at the 16.8% contamination, which is good. Any
When is the
questions?
next audit?
Pardon?
When is the next audit?
We just actually had one at the beginning of the month. So it looked like it was a little bit higher, but not much. Well, I'll know more when we get the stuff for this next
Oh,
round.
okay.
Okay, but you don't expect it, hopefully,
Not
to
to,
jump to 19.
no. Well, it might be around 19, but still, we're allowed the 19.3, so it really makes a big difference.
Wait, did we ever find out what equipment they installed to drop it down to 16?
It was another optical sorter.
Sorting what?
I believe it was plastic.
Okay.
So,
I could see that. That
yeah.
would kind of make sense if they're got their big polymer plant in Vegas. They want to get cleaner plastic for it and more plastic.
Right. So, yeah.
I have a
Okay.
general question, and it may be a question for you, Doug. Given what's happening with oil prices, do we expect the price per ton of our plastics to start going up?
You would, yes. If oil prices stay up, then it kind of forces the buyers of recycled plastic to look for cheaper stock.
Well,
Hopefully this is
considering
on.
that just a few months ago our PET had dropped to $20,
Oh yeah.
yeah. We're doing better on the PET for sure, and the HDPE and polypropylene are doing well. So, yeah. Okay. And then I have a couple other things. So we had our zero waste collection event on Saturday. We had 495 cars come through, which is less than it was in the fall, but more than it was in last spring. So last spring we had 422 cars come through, and in the fall we had 505, so only 10 less than the fall. So that was really good. We started getting back information from the organizations that were there collecting material. Friends of the Pima Library got close to 3 tons of books in 4 hours, so that's pretty good. And then I just heard back from the e-waste people, and they got over 5 tons of material. So, yeah, very successful. And the metal recycler, I believe she said it was close to a ton. So,
Okay.
pretty good.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then tonight is the first public meeting for the proposed rate increases. It's going to be the one for Ward 6, but it's going to be at the Randolph Center over off of Alvernon. If you're in the neighborhood, it starts at 5:30, but I'm sure we'll be coming to a center near you all at some point. Are you going to go, Chris?
Oh, I actually can't go tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, I
Yeah.
wanted to. Is there going to be an online one too?
There's going to be another online one. We had the first online one already, and but there will be a second one.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was last Wednesday was the first town hall.
Okay.
And there were a total of 17 people logged on, and only Pat and I think only about 10 of them were actual residents. So,
Oh,
yeah,
that's
and
interesting.
absolutely no comments or questions. Well, there was one comment, but it was totally unrelated to the subject.
Of course.
So,
You're good at handling those, I bet.
no, well, Corin from planning managed him, so that was good. Let's see, the next thing is back by popular demand. We are going to do the truck poster contest again. So we've selected a winner, and we're going to be doing the reveal in probably 2 to 3 weeks. So we will let you know. It's going to be at the Academy of Tucson Middle School. That's where the winner goes to school. So we'll be sharing
Where
all
is
the
that?
different, just it's over off of 22nd, and it's between Prudence and Kolb,
Okay.
closer to Prudence.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so we went to the school last week to talk to them about the event. So we will keep you posted.
We'll get to see the one that won, right? Will you have a
Oh,
picture of
yes,
it?
it'll be on the truck. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And then something that's not on the agenda, but I was asked today to share it with you. Every year, most of the departments do a annual report, and we have not done one. And so this year was our, we were planning to go ahead and do that. And we have, so Carlos was really suggesting that we do something that was a little different, and we opted not to do a print report. We actually made a video. And let me see if I can share that.
Now,
I
who's that
can't.
going to go to? Just
It's just going to go out to the public
the
and to
Republic.
mayor and council and everybody.
Is it
So
like in
here.
public service announcements or something like that?
It's a 7-minute video.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to take 7 minutes of your time to
Get
show
your
it to you.
popcorn ready. Oh,
Can you guys
fun.
see it? Can you see the screen?
Yeah, we could see the screen just waiting for you to hit go. Oops.
Christina,
Sound.
I think you when you share your screen, you have to hit the option to share screen with sound.
What?
When you share your screen settings, you have to hit an option that says share screen with sound video when you share with a video.
There's no volume on me.
Okay.
So stop sharing, Christina.
And you have to reshare your.
Okay. See, I've never done this before. I should have had Brittany do it. So I'm here and I hit share.
And when you're sharing your screen and you're selecting your page or your option that you want to sh your you know your window you want to share, there's
Share
an
sound
yes.
optimized for video sharing. Okay. So let me.
And then do in full screen.
Okay, here we
Hi,
go.
I'm Alyssa. Every morning, Tucson wakes up to a new day. Our daily lives are filled with responsibilities, and one of these is to place our refuse and
Is it not moving?
No.
What is going on?
It might have just needed to buff, so just restart it and see if it starts to move.
I think I. This is crazy. Okay. Is it on? I'm not. So, not doing it again.
You're not sharing anymore.
Services Department is proud to provide Tucson residents with efficient and
Yay.
effective collection and landfill disposal services through an impressive coordinated system working quietly behind the scenes. This is the story of Tucson's environmental services in 2025. Hundreds of employees, thousands of customers, and millions of pounds of material all moving together in a network of trucks, facilities, and people who keep Tucson thriving. Tucson's Environmental Services is powered by nearly 200 dedicated employees, over 145 solid waste equipment operators and workers, 37 landfill employees and 16 technicians, and 16 administrative and support professionals. Together, they support more than 149,000 residential customers and over 3,000 businesses across the city. From the people behind the wheels to the teams behind the phones, to the crews maintaining our equipment and facilities, these are the people who keep Tucson clean, safe, and beautiful. Tucson's waste journey leads to our only operating landfill, the Los Reales Sustainability Campus. In 2025, the landfill accepted over 750,000 tons of material, which is safely contained and managed by engineered liners, leachate systems, and continuous groundwater monitoring. Across the city of Tucson, Environmental Services handled almost 250,000 tons of solid waste in 2025. More importantly, we diverted nearly 25,000 tons from our landfill, including almost 20,000 tons of recycling, 300 tons of household hazardous waste, 2,300 tons of food scraps and green waste, 1,200 tons of glass, 550 tons of scrap metal, and 300 tons of tires. Thanks to our new Hefty Renew program, we are now diverting hard-to-recycle soft plastics as well, with almost 400 tons collected. By managing both the volume of waste and the natural systems around it, Environmental Services ensures that our shared desert ecosystem is preserved for future generations. In addition to residential and commercial trash and recycling pickup, Tucson's Environmental Services provide a wide range of services, including neighborhood recycling centers, which make recycling possible for every resident, even if they don't have curbside services. Glass recycling via the purple containers at specific drop-off sites around the city. Hefty Renew hard-to-recycle plastics, making it easier than ever to recycle soft plastics that don't belong in our blue bins. Brush and Bulky, a twice-yearly curbside pickup service for appliances, brush, and other bulky material. Household hazardous waste for materials that are too dangerous to recycle or throw away. Commercial food waste collection and food cycle at home, turning food scraps into valuable compost with help from the U of A compost cats. Tree cycle, allowing Christmas trees to become compost and mulch. Zero waste drop-off events that find new use for old materials and promote sustainable consumption practices. Team up to cleanup events, empowering residents to remove litter and beautify neighborhoods. Neighborhood roll-off program, providing neighborhood groups with no-cost roll-off container service. Illegal dumping program, helping to keep our neighborhoods clean and safe. Graffiti abatement program, providing resources for graffiti removal and prevention. Homeless camp program, allowing our community to report public health and safety concerns. Homeless work programs, providing meaningful employment to three neighborhood cleanup teams. Composting operations, supporting waste diversion efforts at the Los Reales Sustainability Campus. And the Environmental Monitoring and Compliance Program, ensuring that groundwater and landfill gas continue to be monitored at active and closed landfills. These services depend on our reliable and efficient fleet of more than 200 vehicles. By using optimized routing, continuous fleet maintenance, and smart scheduling, Environmental Services improve fuel use, reduce travel miles, and increase overall collection efficiency throughout the year. Every mile saved, every engine tuned, and every route optimized helps reduce emissions and extend the life of critical equipment, which helps save both the local environment and community resources. Tucson's Environmental Services is more than just collections. It's a partner in community well-being. Throughout 2025, Environmental Services supported programs that directly improved the quality of life in Tucson neighborhoods. City-led events and programs like Team Up to Cleanup, encampment cleanups, the graffiti abatement program, illegal dumping cleanup, and the unhoused work program engaged more than 5,200 volunteers. We connected with more than 600 people through our Master Recycler and Recycling 101 workshops and sustainability tours. We reached more than 7,000 students in classroom presentations and trained over 1,800 new households to participate in the Food Cycle at Home program. We're here to educate the Tucson community about recycling and waste diversion. In 2025, city employees made more than 11 million stops for collection service and drove 1.7 million miles. Nearly 500 million pounds of material were safely collected, sorted, diverted, or disposed of. Waste collection and environmental services are among the most dangerous jobs in the nation, ranking fourth and fifth according to U.S. labor statistics. That's why we take every opportunity to improve our safety program. In 2025, Environmental Services strengthened its safety program with new protective equipment standards, including puncture-resistant boots, high-visibility work gear, and improvements to the GPS and camera systems deployed in virtually every vehicle. We gratefully acknowledge the great contributions made by our Environmental Services 2025 Advisory Committee for their invaluable guidance, insight, and oversight, which continually strengthen our services, programs, and enhance the effectiveness of our operations. Thank you to all past, current, and future ESAC members. Environmental Services is proud to serve Tucson, protect our desert environment, and build a cleaner, brighter future for generations to come. Thank you, Tucson, for the cooperation, the effort, and the commitment to keeping our community clean, safe, and beautiful.
And that's it.
Awesome. It brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, that worked out really well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is there somebody in the department that's good with videos, or did you have to get a pro?
We worked with the Environmental Education Exchange.
Oh.
So they did the wrote the script and did the filming. Of course, you know, we all had input, but yeah.
Excellent.
Well, hopefully
that's gonna be great for all the meetings you go to.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you guys all felt proud looking at that when you think about it. You're the advisory committee for, you know, the department that people don't realize how much goes on a daily basis here with weekly ranking. So kudos to you all. Thank you guys. You guys do a great job. It's nice to be able to have these meetings and bump ideas off of you guys. So hopefully you guys felt good hearing that.
Well, I feel better about you guys being in charge of all these things because you know, you guys do all the work. We get all the glory, but you guys do all the work.
No, they get glory.
Well, thank you.
Time,
I thought actually
time.
You were gonna say you guys are more nervous now that we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully the money will be coming soon.
Well, we'll have some idea tonight after the meeting how much interest there is. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to hear what they have to say, if they have anything to say, really.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. That'll be great at neighborhood meetings, too. I like that.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but Brittany was able to post in the chat box the truck contest winner drawing as well.
Oh.
Oh.
I read your mind, Pat.
What age is this artist?
Hey, Brittany.
This is a sixth grader,
sixth
Maya.
Grade.
Okay. Christina, and Christina mentioned the school.
Oh, yes. Maya, very well done.
And we'll add a banner that says, you know, with the city logo and the winner's name and the school location to it. So for the decaling,
very nice.
That's a very good. That's a very good image.
Yeah, good job.
Forgot to add a disclaimer when you guys watched the video previously, is that you guys are the first to actually really see it. And I know Carlos wants to share that with the full ESAP. So you guys act really surprised next week, okay?
No, it's it's great.
I was gonna hope to wear my sunglasses.
That's really nice. Thanks. All right.
Thank you very much for all the work you guys do.
Yeah. And the zero waste is so important. I mean, 495 cars is a lot of cars full of stuff. So, yay. And I probably have stuff I need to bring too. So, okay. Let's move on to item six, landfill and compliance. And is this?
I'm on.
Oh, okay, Frank, there you are.
Frank. Yeah. Okay. So I can start on The EPA PDQ inspection follow-up. As you all know, we had an initial EPA PMI DEQ inspection back in April 10th of 2024. With this earlier in March, March 17, EPA came out again with PMI DEQ and did a follow-up inspection. It wasn't necessarily a compliance inspection. They were just following up on the previous 2024 inspection, and just wanted to observe the landfill, review some records. And basically what they did is they did review all of our monitoring records from 2024 and the most recent ones. Then they also wanted some information about any repairs or any changes that we had made to our system since 2024. And of course, we provided that all the repairs that they identify were completed within 30 days of that 2024 inspection, and we monitored everything, basically bringing back the facility into compliance, the landfill gas system into compliance. Following the records review, then we did the on-site walkthrough of the facility. The first thing they visited was the flare system, the blower flare system, and the inspector had with him almost like an infrared device that could detect leaks. He couldn't find any leaks at the flare station, which was good for us. Which basically tells a lot about that we're making every effort to maintain compliance and avoid any kind of fugitive emissions. After that, the inspector picked certain locations that he wanted to visit within up in the landfill site. And these were picked by him randomly. Basically said, I want to see drip trap number 2, number 4, number 5. And then we took him up to the landfill, and he wanted to make sure he wanted to use. We had our consultant with us, CC. He did the calibration, and he wanted to use our instrument to verify that we didn't have any emissions that would exceed our compliance levels. So he did. And of all the locations that he picked, none of them had exceedances above the 500 parts per million. And again, that goes a long way of showing up where we are as far as on the compliance level at this facility. He was, after doing all the field work, then the inspector, we met back and did the briefing, the exit briefing. And he actually had a lot of positives to say about how much where the repairs were and how much we've actually done to improve the system. And as you know, that we have actually made several improvements. We've added 9 additional extraction wells, especially we added some new wells for new wells in the areas where some of the highest exceedances were detected back in 2024. And we are currently working with SES engineers to work towards an improvement plan for this site for our landfill gas and collection system. So all in all, it was a good follow-up inspection. We had the opportunity to bounce back ideas and ask questions of how EPA looks at doing inspections and evaluates facilities for compliance. So that was very helpful. I had the opportunity of having my staff, my compliance staff, in the meeting too. And so we had a lot of good back and forth conversations. So then that puts me back over to the findings of violation that we received from the EPA, because, and actually this follow-up inspection was a good timing before the meeting that the city of Tucson with Carlos, the city attorney, assistant city attorney, assistant city manager that went to San Francisco to EPA Region 9 for their meeting. That was last Thursday, if I'm correct. Then, of course, Carlos, was there a question? Sorry, no. So for Carlos has shared with us that it was definitely a positive a meeting that we don't have all the details. I don't have all the details. I'm sure Carlos can share more. I'm not sure if he's planning to provide more of an up a more detailed update on it, but basically we have quite a bit of work to do. We still have to respond to the findings of violation notice that we received. And so we are working with our consultant SES engineers to ensure that we properly evaluate each one of the concerns, each one of the sightings, regulatory citations that EPA noted, and so that we can properly respond with, we're having to dig up a lot of records because some of those were, according to the EPA allegations, that some of these violations date all the way back to 2009, and even prior to that. And so we're digging up a lot of records to respond properly and accurately, and hopefully with good data and documentation that we have to all those violations or alleged violations at this point. Once we also do that response, then EPA acknowledged that we are working with Pima DEQ on that initial notice of violation that we received from Pima DEQ, and that we're making good progress with not only with the assessment that was completed for the landfill gas collection system by SES engineers, but also now that we're working on the improvement plan that is due by June to Pima DEQ. And then during this meeting, we learned that EPA would like to be part of it, and they would like to review and also comment on that improvement plan. And if they have suggestions or recommendations, that we would look at those and consider including those as part of the improvement plan, the long-term improvement plan for the site.
So they're going to come here.
Who's that?
The EPA is going to come to Tucson.
No.
Oh.
They will no, they will comment on the
Oh,
improvement
comment. Okay.
comment. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
I so okay, because you said they'd want to be a part of it, so
Well, they want to provide feedback to us before
okay.
finalized.
Okay. Okay. Any questions?
Frank, how do you feel about the whole thing so far?
Of course, I don't feel good about it.
No, I mean, you guys are progressing. I assume that
Oh,
you're
absolutely.
addressing everything, so
Absolutely.
you're on your way to feeling that you're going to be, everything's going to be fine.
Correct. So at as far as all the improvements that we're going to make and all the repairs that we have made already, I definitely feel very positive about that, that we've gone a long way. We've come a long way. There's still a lot of improvements that we have to make, and we know that. The system is almost 30 years old, 30 years old. And so we haven't necessarily throughout the years put a lot of investment into it, a replacement of wells or a flare system. Which and a lot of those were just put off. Some of them were for most of them were financial reasons. And then when the system stopped providing landfill gas to TEP, and then came back to the city for operation because the developer on biogas was basically maintaining our whole landfill gas system for almost 30 years, and I think on their part, there were more of it was more one-sided, basically, for them to be able to extract the landfill gas and then send it to TEP. They weren't making, the improvements that could have been made to the system, which Now we are going to make those basically because we do need to have a system that, if we can add more technology into it, and that was one of the suggestions that EPA made, that if there's technology now that each wellhead could have its own monitoring, a device that basically on a continuous basis takes the readings of the conditions of the well and the quality of the gas into a cloud-based system, that we don't need to necessarily have a staff member or a consultant go and do the monitoring at the wellhead,
Good.
each month. It would basically be all on a web-based system. So those are some of the suggestions and some of the considerations that we're going to look at. Also, I'm ensuring that we have updated wellheads. If there we have wells that haven't been functional for quite some time, we're looking at those so that we can either abandon them properly or redrill and replace those. And that's part of the improvement plan that SCS is looking at, so that they will recommend which wells need to be replaced, which ones can be abandoned, if we need to add more conveyance, landfill gas conveyance systems like headers or laterals. And they're also going to look at the flare system in case we have to do any upgrades at the flare and the blower system. So Fred, we've made a lot of advancements, and we're heading into the towards the right direction. It's going to be up to EPA, final EPA, depending if they're still going to impose fines on the city. There's indication that looks like they will impose fines, but it's also going to depend on how much we put into the system, the improvements, and they're going to consider that when they're looking at those calculations. That's going to come at the end, at the front end. Of course, we at the City of Tucson, we're looking at, in the department, at making the most improvements that we can make to the system.
Okay.
I'm glad to see that you guys have, it seems like you've really jumped on top of this, Frank, and I have to commend you and your group for trying to rectify the whole thing as quickly as possible. So kudos to you and your staff and everybody involved.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lot of work.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of work, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we're good.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. I think that makes us feel a little better. Okay. Let's go ahead then move on to item seven, collections, and Jose's going to give us equipment update and recruitment.
How's everybody doing? Just a quick
Good.
update on the some of the collection units that we placed orders. Just so you know, this year, we were having a lot of issues with some of our skid steers that Brush and Bulk use, along with the homeless camp cleanups, and cleaning up some of the illegal dumps out there. So we were having issues with 4 units this year, and the cost to get them fixed was okay. Instead of fixing them, let's just get a new one. I think one of the things for the newer vehicles right now, you're looking at $81,000 for the skid steer. So what the cost was going to be to get them fixed, we decided, like, you know what, let's just get rid of these old skids. We haven't bought them in a while, so we ended up ordering 4 units. So that's something that we should have here before July 1st. So we're waiting on 4 units. Residential side loaders, I think in our last meeting I mentioned that we had 3. We did receive one this week, and we're still waiting for 2 additional, so that that's going to be the orders from the past years. We're still waiting on 2. Forestry truck, we're still waiting on that one. I'm waiting for an update to see when that it's actually going to be delivered, so because it does have to be delivered before July. Waiting on that one. We did order a 4 brush and bulky transports with this year's funds also. One of the things, we have older vehicles, older trucks that, when Brush and Bulky was, I guess, created back in the day. We were just taking vehicles from parks and recreation or from transportation. So basically, they were, they were given to us, and we took over them. But right now, those they don't have very much miles, but trying to find parts for them, it's hard. These guys have to go out there, look, and see research to see if we can find parts for some of these vehicles. So we ended up buying four of them, and those we should be receiving those also. And what I mean by the brush and bulky transports, those are the transports that are, or the vehicles that are pulling the skid steers. You'll see them. But with this year's order, what we did is that where we gave them the specs. What do we want? And one of the things, we do have what is it, dump trucks, but can we use something like, because we hardly use a dump truck part. So what we did is we made our own vehicles. We're gonna have a port-a-john. We're gonna have room for the guys to put their stuff away. For some of the what is it, the like storage compartments for some of these vehicles. So we should be receiving those before July also. The light management, light duty trucks. We're waiting on five. We're in five and getting rid of some of the older vehicles, some of the light duty vehicles. So that's going to be management vehicles that we should be waiting for. And then, as you all know from our last meeting, we began planning for the upcoming fiscal year and requested formal quotes. Still waiting on those quotes. I've been reviewing my emails. I was out on vacation for 2 weeks, so kind of reviewing the emails. I haven't seen anything on that. So we're waiting for quotes to come back from the different outfitters that can help us out with that. When it comes to recruitment, we opened it up. It closed on Saturday. That's going to be for the operators. We had 23 that met the requirements. So hopefully by interviews will be set for next week, April 9th and 10th. That's what we're looking at. We're trying to see if we can knock them all out in one day. So hopefully it's just a one day for interviews. And that's gonna, what is it, next week? We should have people starting to come and do the interviews. And then also for the workers, it opened up today and closes on April 9th. We have six vacancies. We did transfer some of the workers that were working with us already here with the department. They got their license, so we transferred them over also with the into the for the operator position. So that was a good a step up for these guys, to actually start, from the ground up, which, they're on the ground now. They're going to be driving our vehicle. So they started training this week. We're still waiting on one guy for the background check. So hopefully that's, be arriving here pretty soon. They usually take 2 to 3 weeks when it comes down for the background, but we're still waiting on that. But other than that, I know it's just short and sweet.
How many
Good.
vacancies are there for the operators?
As of la of from the last one, we had four operators, and then we have some that are going to be retiring here pretty soon. So I think it's going to be make that five. So we're getting up there in the numbers. It's been a long time since
Good.
we maxed out our actual operators.
Good stuff.
Hey, are you guys still doing that thing with Pima for the license
No,
training?
actually, we got three supervisors right now that have taken some classes, so we can issue the license. Basically, what it is, our supervisors, the ones that are qualified, that are certified, what they're going to do, they're going to teach these guys. Like some of the guys that are coming in as workers, they have the opportunity to get their license. So right now we have three guys that are signed up. And for us to actually do the teaching, we're going to be certifying them and giving them their CDLs. We went through Pima, but Pima, trying to get these guys through Pima is pretty hard, because what we do and what Pima does is completely different when they're issuing the license. So we were having a lot of issues. We did try them, but it's like, okay, I think we can do our own. It's just right now we couldn't do it because we didn't have enough personnel, and then who's going to teach it? But slowly but surely we're getting to that point where we're going to be doing the certifying these guys to get their CDLs.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
It's just finding the space. Right now, we're so limited with space. You know, it's like, okay, we need somewhere where we're going to teach. We need somewhere where they're going to be going out there and actually going through the obstacles that, you know, that need to be created. But we do one thing that, you know, we contracted somebody to come in, and basically they're the ones that are going to be testing them. So the final test is to certify that, you know, they just come out here, they do the, you know, the obstacles, and they do the drive around, you know, so they can get their CDLs, and he signs off on them. But we're going to be doing all the training.
Okay. Thanks. Good news. All right. Well, it looks like we might have a, a relatively short meeting, huh? Let's move on to future agenda items. I know Margo wanted me to ask how the price of fuel is affecting the department. You know how it's gone up so much? I don't know
That
how.
going to be? We can get that on the next agenda item. We can go there.
I she was curious about
Yeah,
how.
I think you can put that on there. We can refer to.
Okay. All right. Anyone else?
This is probably if we can squeeze it into the full ESAC meeting next week. A quick mention of the Food Cycle Commercial Business awards that are going to be at Mayor and Council later this month might be good to share.
Okay. Oh, all right. Is it going to be this month, April?
It's supposed to be April 21st, Mayor and Council.
Okay. Okay. Those are always fun.
Brittany, is that something they can put for next week on the full ESAC?
Sure.
Yeah, well, so Food Cycle Commercial, and then for next for full ESAC, and then for next month, waste diversion, fuel costs,
Yes.
and then we'll also do we'll send out the annual review annual report video to full,
Okay.
or we'll reshare that for all members.
Nice. Well, it's been a busy year so far. Thank you to everyone. Item 9, no call to audience, and wow, 4 o'clock on the dot. We're going to be adjourning. Thank you, everyone, for showing up.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
Thank you
see you
all.
next
Thank
week.
you. All
Yay.
right. Now.
Everybody be safe. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okie dokes.